First of all, one of the nice things of this morning is I get to introduce you to a new friend, and we're very honored to have the chairman of the REITs Board of Trustees here, Rabbi Joel Schreiber. Stand up, Joel, so they know. So whenever you want to complain to me about not having what you want, or can't we do more, or can't we do this, I will give you his email, and you can write to him, and he'll take care of it. The other thing I want to say is look around. I mean, I've been here a while. Some of you have. Some of you are new. Look around and realize the zechus that we have, the quality people we have to learn with and to grow with and to build Klal Yisrael with. And look on this stage and look at the Rabbeim and look at the Mechanchim. Look at the people who have a multitude of life choices but choose to invest themselves in this unique place. There is no place like here. But we are a great yeshiva at the core of a great university. And what we have to do and what we can do is limitless. It's only up to all the people in this room. So Bishus Rosh HaYeshiva Lam, Menahel Rav Ris, Rav Chalap, Rosh HaYeshiva, Nichbadim. This is the 10th Chodesh Elul that I have the zechus to serve as the steward of Yeshivatenu. Asar mi yodea, asar ani yodea, asar dibaraya. We usher in a new year of Torah learning and Torah living with a growing group of Bnei Yeshiva. You should all know that the entering class this year is larger than the entering classes we've had in at least 4 years, maybe many more than that, and significantly larger. And it's a tribute to you. As new students join us and as parents remind us of, believe it or not, the splendor of this place, for there is no place like ours. It is large yet personal, deep yet broad, serious yet joyous, and it is the heart of a mission-driven university committed to transmitting the Jewish story into the future. This is the first time in my tenure that we begin this man by gathering together to be Am Echad Im Lev Echad, and it's long overdue. In 2 weeks, you will have the dubious distinction of hearing from me again a report on the state of the university. We'll celebrate accomplishments and we'll share dreams. But at the height of those dreams, and at the core of our mission, is Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. We gather as the vanguard of the Jewish future with a profound conviction that Torah must inform the world and be in conversation with it. We are committed to your building a life of success and meaning, partnering with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to advance this world. In order to do that, our yeshiva must continue to be all it can be. And our yeshiva is not a building, it's us. Your learning must be broad and deep. Your development as Bnei Torah and as worldly and ethical people must be profound. But to progress, we must continue to grow as a yeshiva in chesed and menschlichkeit, to banish cynicism, to work to build achdus, to build unity without imposing uniformity. Torah grows in an environment of warmth where we work to care for each other, to learn, live, and love Torah, and to share it with the world. We must be principled and generous, have strong convictions with a strong sense of tolerance. While there are different learning paths here, this is not a collection of Jewish studies programs. We are one yeshiva with multiple opportunities for you to find your path, your course in the Sea of Torah. So this year, we will work hard to achieve achdus, to model values and integrity, to reach out one to the other. Warmth has to be kindled and flames must be fanned. It's up to us. There's a story told of a beggar who approaches someone and asks for money. The man checks all his pockets, came up empty, and said, "I'm sorry, my friend, I can't help you." The beggar said, No, you did help me. You called me friend. Let's work together to reach out together, in friendship one to the other, to fan the flames of ahava that must mark our yeshiva. So we begin Chodesh Elul. Of the many acronyms of Elul, and we could probably do a crosswords of them, the most popular one is that Chodesh Elul represents Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, the close, personal, intimate relationship that Hashem has with the Jewish people. But it's an interesting time to use this acronym. Elul is a time when we first begin the process of tshuva. We have as not yet properly returned. We've not yet properly felt that we're on track for the future. If anything, we should speak of an intimate bond to Hashem. We should say, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, maybe in Tishrei, maybe in Cheshvan, maybe in Shvat, after we already become spiritually cleaned on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why do we declare Elul in such glowing terms if we have not yet attained the goal? So perhaps the lesson of Elul's popular acronym is in many ways that in Elul, as in meeting a vision of loveliness, the first blush of romance is exciting, is profound. It's filled with a whole world of possibilities. So as soon as you meet someone, it's ani l'dodi v'dodi li, and we celebrate that. But there's more to it, because from that first blush of love and excitement and a desire for dveikus comes action, comes a desire to deepen the relationship, to cement the relationship, to make eternal the relationship. And hence we lovingly and willingly go through tshuva. We celebrate ourselves, we celebrate the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we celebrate the world that we go out into. We do all of that, and that's purpose for joy too. But Ani V'Dodi V'Dodi Li sets our aspiration. We're in love. Now we want to be worthy of the love. Now we want to build on the love. Now we want to ensure that our children share in the glow of that love. And that's why we're here. Aksiva Chasimatov.